Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Zarianis. I'm your host. I'm a third Dan black belt and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. Taekwondo Life Magazine is a member of the Believe Sports Network. Do you believe? Today we're going to be talking about a number of things. Before I get started with the regular program, I wanted to take a moment to congratulate Secretary General of the USAT, Jay Warwick, and Master In-Sun Kim for their election yesterday to the World Taekwondo Council, and to congratulate Maya Spence, who is the High Performance Director for USAT. She has become the president of PATU. It is really an exciting time for Taekwondo in the United States. Really are continuing to rise in prominence, winning a gold medal this year. These two major elections and this appointment helped to entrench United States' place in Taekwondo in the world and Taekwondo in the world of decision-making, and to ensure fairness, parity, and a high level of importance in the world as we move forward toward now the Paris Olympics, the Paris Summer Games. This episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine is brought to you, as always, by Bet Online. Bet Online are your online sportsbook experts. With Bet Online, you can go online and bet on a variety of things. They have the welcome bonus for our listeners, our subscribers. So go to betonline.ag today, sign up, find out what's going on. We're going into week six of football. We're going to be going into the final weeks of the playoffs and the World Series in baseball. Hockey starting, baseball starting. We just had this Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, crazy number three fight, and I'm sure there was things to bet on there. In a couple of weeks, Master Valerie Laredo will be fighting in Bellator. So there's a lot of stuff to do. So visit. This episode is presented by BetOnline, and go over to betonline.ag. I also, before we got into the meat of the episode today, wanted to talk about my weekend. As you know, we talked last week about the New York Open Taekwondo Championships and Korean Cultural Festival. They were this past weekend, Saturday, October 9th, at the College of Mount St. Vincent in Riverdale, New York. Tremendous event, world-class sparring, world-class pumse, grassroots sparring, grassroots pumse, weapons, board breaking. It was really a terrific event. I was really proud to be a part of it. The feedback was terrific. I think the greatest thing that I heard from people, which is what Taekwondo is all about, is being excited to be back at live competition and the camaraderie of seeing people that you hadn't had a chance to see, particularly during this COVID time. This event was virtual last year. That was great, but it doesn't have the same impact as people seeing each other like they did in 2019. So that event raised money for the Giuliana Bongiovanni Scholarship Fund. That's exciting. Awards were given out. And you can look for all those pictures online at the YH Park Taekwondo website. But people posted tremendous amount of pictures. I was a center referee for Ring 3, so I didn't get to see what happened in other places. But I look forward to checking out those photos. Today, I want to talk to you about a movie that we had an opportunity to preview. As I've said in the past, this program is devoted to people who practice Taekwondo, who love Taekwondo, and to themes that are of interest to Taekwondo practitioners. This movie is called Escape from Mogadishu, which is released by Welgo USA. We've talked about Welgo USA in the past. We covered the Hiya channel, which is a great channel for martial artists. It's 24 hours of martial arts content. You can add that onto your Amazon Prime, or you can do it as a standalone. We talked about Hydra. We talked about Escape. Raging Fire, the new Donnie Yen release. Paper Tigers was a Welgo release, a great film. And this is another great film. It's not a martial arts film, but it is a film about North and South Korea. It's called Escape from Mogadishu. It is a fantastic film that I believe will certainly be nominated for and will probably win an Oscar, at least in the foreign category. For it is the same conflict that was covered in the award-winning U.S. film by Ridley Scott called Black Hawk Down. The film opens up in 1990 in Somalia, in Mogadishu, in a time that South Korea was not a member of the United Nations. South Korea is vying to become a full member of the United Nations, and North Korea is vying to block their entry. The acting is phenomenal. In the midst of all of this, the overthrow of the Somali government takes place, and the rebels have no respect for the embassy and the embassy situation, and the people of the embassy of North and South Korea become endangered. And they have no choice. This is not a tremendous spoiler, but they have no choice but to work together to escape from Mogadishu, as the title dictates. It's a wonderful action film. It's a wonderful drama. It is a look at a terrible conflict, but it's also a look at something very significant. For those of us in the West, we think of Korea, North Korea, South Korea, basically the same people divided by the Korean War. We think that they have the same culture. We think they have the same understanding. Yes, they're human beings. They're humanitarians. They come from a common culture, but so much has changed because of the political conflicts and the isolation of North Korea. And there's so much distrust and fear and misunderstanding, very much like the world today, between those two countries, that we see it through the eyes of those diplomats, that even when faced with trying to save each other's lives to escape this horrible conflict, there's tremendous fear, there's tremendous distrust of everything, including the children, fear the children might be murderers, and fear on the North Korean side of the repercussions of working closely with the South Koreans. It's a tremendous film. I recommend that you see it. It's coming everywhere on October 19th. You can check out Welgo USA for more information on this. You can check out our website. We posted something this week. We posted our review. And you can look for Escape from Mogadishu. This film is subtitled, which is, believe me, is better. It's better to see this film in its original made language with the original actors. You will recognize some of the actors, even if you're not a fan or somebody who studies South Korean cinema like I do. Gentleman from the highly known film Train to Busan is in it, but you'll recognize some of the acts. But the acting is amazing. There is a Taekwondo fight scene there just because two members of the embassy get into a fight, and that leads to they're both Taekwondo trained into a exciting Taekwondo fight scene, but it is not a Taekwondo film. The film moved me in a tremendous way. It stayed with me for days. It helped me to understand the really deeply sad things that occur in the world when politics overcomes humanity. But it also helped me to feel a sense of triumph where individuals, where people transcend political differences to help each other in a humane and loving way. And this film is really, I don't know how much, it is a true film, but how much of the individual aspects and the characters and the script are real and how much of it is fictionalized, I don't know. But it didn't really matter. It kept me on the edge of my seat. It's visually beautiful. It's engaging. The film is Escape from Mogadishu. I encourage you to watch it. It is definitely one of the best films you will see this year. I know a lot of films that have come out of Korea have gotten great praise, Minari and Parasite. I believe that the Korean, South Korean film market and their production values are as good as anything coming out of Hollywood, in many cases better. This film is an example of that. So I encourage you to check out October 19th, Welgo USA, Escape from Mogadishu. We'd love to hear your feedback on it. We'd love to hear your personal review of it. My name is Mark Sirianis. This episode has been presented by Bet Online, your online sportsbook expert. This episode is a little late this week, again, because of the New York Open. I was tied up, but I thank you. I look forward to seeing you soon. I look forward to seeing you on the mat, and enjoy Escape from Mogadishu. This episode, again, presented by Bet Online, your online sportsbook expert. Thank you. Mark Sirianis signing off.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.